Go.
That was the most rubbish beginning ever in the whole world. If we can just keep it going a little bit like this until the...
Oh, shall we?
...imaging comes on, which is about now, so you're all right for a bit. Such a dick. Why are you being weird?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take over. It's good. Welcome! We're back in the room. Welcome to our amazing, amazing, amazing and wonderful lives. Our very polite lives.
Yeah.
We've got a very special guest tonight, so Chris hasn't gone shy.
I'm so not shy, I'm on my very best behaviour.
Our new our guest for the evening is the wonderful Ali. Hi Ali!
Hi guys!
Oh, brilliant! Crispin, hi Crispin!
Hi.
What is episode, episode?
77.
77?
Yeah.
How many years is 77? In podcast years? 1 year and 1 half or more?
I don't know.
Fourscore and...
1 and a half, surely.
Yeah, well...
52 in a year.
I think it's probably a little bit more than... it's a little bit more time than that we've been invested in the podcast, because we've had a few times where Christmas just decided to go away for like 3 weeks at a time for a ski holiday and stuff. So we've missed ages.
Nice.
It's all been because of you. We've never missed anything because of me, ever, have we?
Yeah. Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, that was because you made me. It wasn't my choice.
We'll take this up offline.
Yeah, offline. Can we look at what's on the covers?
Yeah.
What's on the covers of my magazine? Okay, so...
Give one to Ali.
Oh, yeah. What's on the covers? I'm getting rid of Alex Jordan's... I said joints. Jordan's shot confession. Joints shot confession. She vows, he'll be out after Christmas. After Christmas? What a shallow bitch. She clearly just wants her Christmas presents.
God. Who's out? Oh,
Alex, her cage fighter boyfriend.
Have they broken up already?
No, not yet, after Christmas. she's had her Christmas presents. She brands him the butler. She moans, he costs too much to feed.
She shouldn't have married him. She still loves Pete.
She does love Pete. I think that's one of the stories
everybody
that's in here.
Everybody knows it.
She hatches secret plan to win back Pete is the final bullet point.
Aww.
So there you go.
Well, something that Closer missed is that Jordan has flipped. There's no colon, but there is quotes. I won't let Kelly Brook steal my crown.
What the fuck? You are not on the same level as Kelly Brook, Jordan. Is she? They were a totally different ball game. Why is Kelly stealing her crown, do you think? What's that about?
It's because Kelly Brook's actually famous in America.
Oh.
Mm.
And she's got famous friends. She's got all the famous friends that Jordan wanted to be her famous friends.
And she's respectable.
Yeah.
And she's
beautiful. They didn't want to be Jordan's
friends. Beautiful in real life.
She's
rather than just because she's
a complete hag.
Exactly. I love Kelly Brook. If I could be a woman in the whole world,
if I could make myself into the woman, I'd be Kelly Brook.
She's so boring.
She's beautiful. Her with my personality. Amazing.
Obviously.
I'd be like a hit. I'd be amazing. Wayne, I'll walk if you put me through any more hell. I thought I was going to say, I'll walk through you if you put me through hell. But it's because I'm drunk, so I'm reading the end of the next sentence before I've read the end of the first. I'll walk if you put me through any more hell, says Colleen. Ali, what's
my friend? Why hasn't she walked? I've got Diana. Diana Vickers, maybe?
Not the Princess of Hearts.
No.
No, she's dead.
She is dead.
Is this Diana Vickers?
I don't know. That's the thing about Moore.
Well,
they have lots of things.
What other famous saying, Dianas are there?
X Factor. Is she an X Factor?
She doesn't look like Diana Vickers, actually. No,
is she an X Factor girl?
That was Diana Vickers.
But a new one, because we're in new X Factor land.
Possibly, because she's saying, be careful who you trust. her words of warning for the X Factors, Katie and Cher. So yeah, I suppose she's this X Factor.
She's this X Factor. And what's, well,
we've also got the flirty factor. What's who's the flirty getting it on back at the house?
Are they trying to be the official X Factor magazine when they clearly aren't?
Who is?
The official X Factor magazine. They've got a magazine of their own that is sold in shops.
Oh my god.
So who works for that?
Like everyone from all the other magazines put together. I got pregnant by my 17-year-old stepson. Now I'm marrying his best mate.
That was a headline that really stood out to me in Sainsbury's.
Oh my god, it's a really horrific picture as well. If you just look at that, I'll show you the rest. But if you just look at that little picture, mum, son, basically. It's like a big mum.
She's the pregnant one.
And that's the little boy.
Oh.
Simon begs fragile Cheryl, please eat properly, or you'll get ill.
The poor.
What? They're nice.
Lovely people.
I love the poor.
Yeah.
Very rhythmic. Or is that...
No, that's not that.
That's not the right word.
They were so nice.
Right then. So,
X Factor.
Oh, Jordan vows to end marriage to win back Pete. She does want to do that.
I don't know if she's good. Proven correct.
I've known it for 6 months.
You've known it for 6 months?
Yeah.
When did you first know? How did you find out?
Before she even married Alex.
Did you know?
Yeah.
He knew. I like your intuitiveness.
Heart wasn't psychic in it, was it?
We haven't got any psychic ones in these papers, have we? Because I bought love it, the wrong love one.
It. Because they were selling the wrong love it.
Fucking saying it.
Crispin, what you got?
X Factor judges at war. And war is highlighted here to...
As a bad word.
Yeah. And look, they've put it all on, like, the look at this typography, honestly. What they've done, you see, they've just put that all in a nice line, and then war is highlighted, and it's a bigger font, and it's slightly wonky, all the letters.
Just because war is a bit crazy.
That's all over that the place. Is the turmoil.
The nature of war.
It's representative of the turmoil that's going on with the X Factor this
The X Factoids.
But this is good. If you ignore all the words,
yeah,
there's some lovely pictures of them all younger.
Which look ones?
There's Louis in the 90s.
That is fucking good.
With like a Glenn Hoddle mullet.
It's a mullet. That was amazing.
There's Cheryl with all her like bonky council teeth.
Look at Danny with her round face.
Danny,
with
bad.
A big round
pointy face.
Yeah.
Big round 90s
before
face.
Before the surgery.
And Simon Cowell doesn't look any different at all.
No.
He's got slightly shorter hair now.
Mm.
He looked that
proud
old when he was born,
no doubt.
Basically. So I was reading a thing in the Metro actually about...
I read a thing in the Metro.
About X Factor and about what's his face? Louis.
Do you see the thing I read in the Metro? Oh, go on, you talk to Ali, I'm going to look it up on Twitter.
Oh, he always does this. Imagine what it's like if there wasn't someone here. I'd love to keep talking.
I'm not allowed to gang up on me.
I have to keep talking, he just ignores me. And then my joke falls on dead air. Yeah.
This is what happens.
He makes me look stupid.
I'm not talking to, talking to the listeners. This is what happens.
Not that
piece. So what's the thing
page
in the Metro?
Oh, it was Louis, not Theroux, what was his
Walsh
name? Walsh. Louis Walsh saying that everyone kept dissing his new hair. And
what new hair?
This is the thing.
Last time
I managed to watch X Factor, right, he's done this thing where he has dyed.
He's got a little bit of hair.
No, but he's dyed
he's
his grey hair.
He's had implants on the side.
I thought he dyed his grey hair to be like a sort of a mousy, gingery colour, and it's really weird.
Oh.
And it looks really awful. It looks like sort of stick-on hair, so maybe
it
he has
that
stuff on.
It does definitely look like stick-on.
And he was like, I really love my new hair, but everyone's giving me a shit about it. Everyone's giving me a shit about it.
It's nothing to show up about, is it?
That was not his real voice. That was represented by an actor.
Looks like a wet dandelion. This is what I was talking about was in Metro.
Mm.
Oh, famous friend. Real life celebrity.
Metro, amazing.
Breaking out of the pigeonhole. Nick S. Shugler, author of comic tale about a teenager trying to find his way in life, tells Metro about where he draws his inspiration from. We can't read out the whole thing.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Well, Nikesh, welcome to fame.
His book is out tomorrow, I think.
Brilliant.
Properly.
And we went to the book launch, didn't we? Yeah. And it was really good.
Wow.
Cool. Yeah.
Really funny.
We went to the book launch. Did you miss that particular celebrity
party?
I
did miss that celebrity party because I was helping. I was working for a charity that helps people, wankers that go and see art.
You were getting pissed at the white cube.
It's a bit like working for a charity.
Yeah. Should we do a proper plug for Linkish's book? You do one.
What, right now?
Yeah. Do it in a radio voice. And do it
Linkish's book.
Right into the mic.
It's called...
I'll put the pop screen up. Coconut, do it right into
Unlimited.
The mic.
Isn't that the one that's called? Coconut Unlimited.
No, look at the mic.
There's a wonderful...
It's all gone wrong.
A wonderful story about a teenager trying to find his way in life.
It's funny.
And it's funny.
It's only slightly autobiographical.
Oh.
And some of our friends are in it. But it's different names.
Shh.
Little things have happened a bit.
Anyway, that was a really good book.
Rubbish, wasn't it?
Fucking hell. Coconut Unlimited, anyway, get it.
Yeah, in the bookshops.
Get it. I say get it and tell you about it as if it's a new thing, but anyone that's listening is probably our friend. Anyway.
That's not true.
So therefore knows
Nikesh. And was at the launch and has got it. Yeah.
Not true. We have some...
I thought you wiped all our subscribers in your...
I did.
...fannying around with the internet.
I did wipe most of our subscribers, yes.
Accidentally. Anyway,
moving on. Look at this double page spread of Ashley Cole. He loves Cheryl, but he's glad we're not together. And look on the other side.
It's Fern.
Fern Cotton in an advert for something. But look at the eyes. See how I've drawn that line, how they match up. Chirpsy.
She's looking at him.
But he's looking up. He's not looking
at her. She's quite like Cheryl, actually, isn't she?
She's definitely looking at him, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you agree?
But he'd be looking
just
back.
Like when I was a little girl and I had posters on my wall of my favourite boys, they were all looking at me. It's just that same kind of camera trick, isn't it? their eyes would follow me around the room.
Everywhere you go.
Oh, God. It's a true story. I used to do that with my...
So, where did you hide from them to wank?
I didn't hide from them. I shared everything with them.
You dirtbird. Like, it's just in the middle. Were they all round all four walls? And they just all stood round watching? That's disgusting.
Well.
Cheryl's new tattoo?
Oh, here we go. Here's a really good story. Crispin is a mean, horrible man. Exclusive.
But you've both got tabs. I haven't.
Yeah, you've got to roll yourself one. No. Know what I'm saying, blood. Right. Kerry's back to her best, apparently, right? But here she is, walking down a little catwalk. Bit of a wobbly knee syndrome. That's really horrible. She's really got cellulite knee, like upper knee.
But the face is good.
That's where she's hiding.
Compared to usual.
No, they're just like tights, and that's where she's hiding her Krispy Kreme. Where's that tobacco, John?
Oh, we smoked it on.
This is what happens. Oh, I've got a tangent up here.
What's what happens? Oh, there's something here. I think the communal backy that we were all talking about so freely
has run out too quick.
Quite quickly, because I've been speaking it as well. Anyway, Ali, have you got any news in there that you can see? I know that it's quite a few, you haven't read it beforehand, but if there's anything that takes your fancy that you think might be interesting, then
let's have a look.
Please do shout about it.
There's some X Factor news, but I've got no idea about X Factor.
Neither do we, so it's not really interesting.
Something about someone called Cher. Don't know who she is.
Yeah, she's a girl in X Factor, apparently. So one of the guys in X Factor is this Essexy guy, and he's from Halstead.
Yeah.
From Hampstead?
Halstead, which is a place in Essex, near Colchester.
Of course.
Which is there, about near where Crispin was from.
It's the rape capital of the UK.
It's the rape capital of the UK. That's a horrible thing to say.
This is a good one. someone, I think, Wicca, you've done this. 10% of single men have got a teddy bear that they hide when a girl stays over.
Yeah, I was...
Yeah, so 90% don't.
90% don't hide the bear. This was going to be my point of conversation.
That's not news.
Like, Ian, my boyfriend, has Spike and a couple of other ones, and they're all... He's got Spike and then he's got a hedgehog. I can't remember what the hedgehog's called. But they're already small.
We did afford the hedgehog was called Spike.
No, Spike's like a little bulldog with a horse. But it's all like really gnarled and stuff, and it's from when he was really little. It's really old. He's got a few, he's got three teddy bears that are in his bed. And like the first time that
does he hide
stay
them?
With him,
no. Can he hide them?
So he's in the 90%. No, what a surprise.
I always like, I always make jokes about how Spike's always under the bedclothes perving at me. And he's like, shut up, Spike wouldn't do that. He's in the 90%. Because so many boys are in the 90%. Boys are proud of their toys.
Most of boys are in the 90%.
Yeah.
I haven't got a daddy.
You have.
No, he hasn't. Have you?
Oh, shit.
I thought you did. Maybe it's been wise.
No, well, I have got a teddy somewhere. I think it's at my...
You must
hotel.
Have a teddy.
It's called Jessica. My dad told me that he when I said it's called Jessica when I was in, like, tiny baby, he was just like, yeah, he doesn't want to sleep with a bloke. He told me that once when he was pissed a few years ago.
That's amazing. It's called Jessica.
Still a bear though, Dad.
You should make yourself feel better about that. You're being all girly. Oh, Karen McGiffin. I've only done this because I thought of more reasons to hate Karen McGiffin. Could be a new slot on our podcast. This week's reason is Danny's a dish. I was gutted to have missed the crush of my life, Danny Dyer, on Loose Women last week. Enough said. Yeah. Danny Dyer is a bit of a dickhead. Karen McGiffin, therefore, more of a dickhead than Danny Dyer. Because he's the crush of her life. Also, she makes something about... She's exposing herself as a full-on Tory, which isn't so... not so popular.
Look at her face. I'm not... Look at her Tory face.
This is what she says about the Tory stuff. The moment the comprehensive spending review was unveiled, people were on the streets chanting, cruel Tory cuts, and strikes were being threatened. But I wonder how many of those protesting had benefited from the spending spree of the previous government, who'd effectively bought votes by creating too many public sector jobs and giving people benefits left, right and centre. Oh my god, what a Tory.
That's not really a fair argument, is it?
I don't think she really knows what she's talking about.
I don't know, I'm struggling to find the subtext there. What, you think she's a Tory? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, well, maybe.
She says she's a Tory.
Yeah. Right, here's a new segment that I've just invented. It's called...
That's really cruel. At the end, she says, I don't support all the cuts, but I get why they're needed, and I know this is just the start. What the fuck? It's a bit cruel. She's not one of the people that has to deal with one of the job cuts, because she's a stupid TV presenter. Anyway, back to your story. Sorry, I just saw that last little bit, and it made me cross.
It's okay. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks for listening.
So here's my new section. It's called Bullshit or Not. You decide. Okay, I'll tell you two things. You tell me if they're bullshit. Has Kanye West recently replaced his teeth with diamonds?
Yes.
Kanye claims to have had his bottom row of teeth ripped out and replaced with diamond ones.
Maybe that's bullshit, actually.
I don't know.
A diamond teeth.
Yeah, well, the... Dentist Dr. Linda Greenwell says, colon...
This isn't that possible?
You can't implant diamond into the bone. It looks like Kanye has a diamond bite plate fitted over his teeth that he can remove.
Why?
If it's permanent, I don't know how he's talking, let alone going to be able to...
It's one of those horrible plates that you had when you were a kid to keep your, like, a trainer thing to keep your teeth in place. And so is it like one of those things like a plate and it gets... food stuck in it and still whatever he smells when you take it out. That's what he's got.
Go
here,
look.
Baby. Plenty another crystal.
I still have another item from my new segment. What colour is Cheryl's new hair? Apparently, Chezza shunned the stylist. Shunned the stylist. Shunned the stylist, thanks. Donned the rubber gloves and did it herself using L'Oreal home dye kit.
Bullshit. PR.
Absolute bullshit. Why would she do that?
For just $5.99.
Of course she wouldn't.
For $5.99. She wouldn't fucking do that. Go on.
She's just got paid hundreds of pounds to have that article published about her doing it herself.
And that's it. It's only like a little thing.
What colour is it? Red.
It's creme gloss in shade 550 mahogany.
Oh, that one.
Is there an answer whether it's true or not?
That's obviously bollocks, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Look, the fat girl has had a bubba.
Hey!
She looks skinny now.
Who's that?
Fat Cass,
Natalie Cassidy.
Oh my god, she looks really thin.
Yeah. She said, she shed all of
you
the
can only see her head and her forearm.
She looks thin.
Yeah, she does.
Compared to what she was. Look at that horrible picture of her there with her massive tits and her very skinny body because she hasn't eaten in about 6 months.
Oh, gluck.
That was when she definitely didn't eat at all.
Yeah.
And did loads of workouts and then ate one Jaffa cake and then she went really fat. I was drinking one Jaffa cake. Because she didn't have a gastric brand fit in there.
A gastric brand.
Right, what else have I got? Okay. I've got this horrible woman posing naked and bragging about the fact she's 35 and she looks like that.
Who is she?
She's a horrible woman.
It's not that much to be proud of, though, is it? Look at her face.
I know. Look at her wrinkly old neck as well.
Yeah, she's got a good figure, but actually, so what?
Yeah.
I think she looks older than 35 when you look at her face.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
She's going like this to try and make herself look. She's looking surprised, doing the surprise face to make herself look taller. I saw this advert in a magazine the other day for these things that you put, if you're an older person, you put on your. It's like tape that you put on your upper eyelids to look pull it up so you look more young. It's like a.
More weird, surprise.
Yeah, it's like instant.
Like a nighttime thing that you wear during your sleep.
Or? No, it's something that you put on your face. It's like a clear sort of a little surgical tape thing that you would put on you. And it's not like...
Sellotape.
It's basically like sellotape.
But what if you're out overnight and one goes? Everyone would think you've had a stroke.
Especially if you're really drunk at the same time.
Yeah. Take caution. Right, Jedward's Bizarre Binge. You can always count on Jedward to go against the grain, and now that they've got their mitts on their earnings, they've gone berserk. Instead of splashing out on the usual teenage boys' clobber, the X Factor twins, John and Edward Grimes, 19...
Grimes? 19? Grimes? 19?
It's true, girls! It's all in the magazines! It's true! Right, have opted for a haul of costumes and celeb memorabilia. Okay. We bought a Britney Spears suit she wore in a Pepsi commercial,
why?
Said Edward.
Is he going to wear it?
Probably, while the other one wanks on him. We've got a signed... It gets worse. We've got a signed limited edition Michael Jackson doll... And a signed bedsheet of his. Also, no, stop. It's not the end. Also signed by Macaulay Culkin.
Oh no! And there's the print.
That's awful. Just Macaulay Culkin's signature says, "Help me" in brackets.
No, it's probably like a little arrow and says, "That bit's mine." Oh, okay. Someone else say something then.
I'm going to say, did you know that Sam Fox is a lizard?
Yeah, she's been lesbianic for years.
Really?
Yeah. Her Twitter thing is Sapphic Sam Fox.
Oh, really. Hello, follower.
I just made it up.
Oh, she's a loser. I didn't know that.
Just me neither.
You know, sometimes
she goes out with Jade's mum.
She's the only other loser.
Too good for that.
Yeah.
Look at this fat woman.
Shit the bed.
Nice bikini.
I'll eat myself to 60 stone, even if it kills me.
And it will.
Yeah, it should have killed you by
actually,
now.
Actually, Ali, she hasn't got a bikini on. She's got like one of those lovely
she's got
sort
two
of baby doll tops on that she's pulled away. That you know when the baby doll tops have the split down the centre of the stomach so that you can.
She hasn't pulled.
Yeah, it has as well.
She's pulled it away.
She hasn't pulled that away.
She has. Look.
She has. She's grabbing it at the sides to pull it away to show us her lovely.
Oh my god. Figure.
This delightful belly button.
But her head's like a normal size.
She's got tits.
And then her body
under her tits.
Her head's not really a normal size.
It's quite normal compared to her body.
No, but compared to the size of someone else's head. Look at that. That's almost as big as Vanessa Feltz's head.
She's trying to get to 60 stone. She's 51 stone.
She's trying.
Yeah.
Her ambition is to be even fatter than that.
Why would she do that? I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to read it. I don't care about it. I just wanted to say, look at this fat woman and laugh.
You know what that reminded me of?
What?
It reminded me of, do you know that film Wildcats, where Goldie Hawn makes American football team do aerobics? And one of the people in the team is this great big fat dude. and he comes into the changing room and one of the American football guys says, "Oh, how'd your folks let you get like that?" And another guy says, "Are you kidding? He probably ate his folks." And I thought that's the same.
Maybe she ate hers.
How many minutes
she
are we?
She ate a whole family. Oh, I don't know.
Check it. That's why we're getting into a good time for problems. Let me just scroll over these things that I'd tagged up in here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
A little peruse.
I already said that. That's fine. I mentioned that. Oh, yeah, I tagged this up because there were the stupid things about the stupid boys, but I don't really care about that. And then these are the probs. And then
let's see.
All right. Well, let me do a little segue here. In reveal letters, reveal used to have that thing on the front boasting how many actual celebrities they had writing. That's all just gone down. Hasn't it?
Now they've got zero.
I haven't got any.
All they're left with
is Vanessa Phelps.
Yeah,
she's not really.
She's no celeb.
I love Vanessa Feltz's problem page. She is always so direct and honest. She tells it how it is. Oh, here's Jan. Right, Jan?
Hi, Baba.
Are you coming in?
Jan?
Come on.
Jan, here we're on air. Is.
Jan, we're on air. Get involved.
Look, Jan.
Come on, Jan, we haven't
you're
got time
in
to
or
waste.
You're out. You're just fucking it up. Stood there.
Staring.
Oh, I'll just get on with it.
Get on with it, she'll join.
I love Vanessa Feltz's problem because she's always so direct and honest. She tells it how it is and isn't afraid to do so. There should be more people like her around.
She just walked off.
Mm. She'd heard enough of that. Vanessa. She's not interested in Vanessa.
Janet, get out. It's gone.
She's gone.
Ruined my segue.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry, I ruined it more. So what are we on to now? Is it problem time?
Problems, yeah, problem time.
Okay.
Would you like to hear from Vanessa herself?
Yes.
Vanessa says, "I've gone boots bonkers. I'm obsessed. I should be old and wise enough to resist them, but I can't. Flat yet sexy knee highs for every day. Cute ankle boots with a sheepskin lining. Evening boots studded with rhinestones."
What?
"And I haven't even mentioned those saucy panto-style boots that go halfway up your thigh. I'm not talking designer. I'm not even talking expensive. I'm just talking about head-over-heels love affair with chain store footwear, and I'm loving every
chain
second.
Chain store footwear?
Are these boots made for walking? Some of them are. The rest I'm reserving for horizontal sessions on the chaise longue." Well, it's getting cold outside.
What is that, Vanessa's little bit?
Yeah, that's her like intro to her problem. Vanessa.
What sort of problem response is that?
It's not a response. That's just that's her. That's her. She gets her, like a little paragraph.
No, she makes herself have a little paragraph. She's got a problem page, but instead she writes a column on it as well, which is about
beat. So hang on.
So basically, we can conclude from that Vanessa buys boots from Peacocks.
Yeah.
And that shoe place that smells of horrible plastic when you walk in, that's opposite Peacocks and Dolphin.
Smart Shoes.
Yeah, Right Price Shoes or Price Shoes or something, I don't know. She buys them from there. Nice. But her feet smell lovely in those. Especially when she's been eating loads of McDonald's breakfast. Like she always does. She told us that in her previous column. Are his fantasies normal? Dear confident Tracy, my husband tells me he constantly fantasizes about having sex with other women.
Nice.
And that the only reason he doesn't is because he's married.
He doesn't fancy her.
In the past, he's cheated on me with prostitutes, but promises it won't happen again.
Oh.
Is this level of fantasizing normal? Well, it's quite gone beyond the level of fantasizing.
He's just real life.
Chosen people that he doesn't have any sort of like repercussion from, because it's a fucking prostitute and he's told you that he doesn't do it again. Well, but he's telling you that
he's doing it all the time.
Tracy says, while it's entirely normal to fantasize about sex with others, it's not usual to tell your partner about it.
And not usual to have sex with a prostitute.
Is it?
Personally, I'd get out now, says Tracy. Ooh, hiccup.
Personally, I tend to agree.
Ali, have you got a problem? You've got those problems in there. I found them all.
Right, the first one is someone's got a letter from their GP inviting them for a smear test.
I thought the word inviting was interesting in that.
Yeah.
I got a letter from my GP inviting me for a smear test.
Like it's a wedding.
Dear,
or a birthday
please
party.
Please come to my smear test tomorrow. Love and kisses, Dr. Watson.
Yeah, that's not how it happens.
I think that's why I circled it.
She says, I know that I should go, especially as I've had 5 sexual partners, but I'm really nervous. What happens? Obviously, the advice is go.
Especially because I've had 5 sexual partners. It's not me. Really, it's not something to worry about, love. This is from Ross Boulderstone, 45.
Maybe she's a subscriber.
It does say though that cervical cancer is the second most common cancer after breast cancer.
Well,
in women under 35, I thought cervical cancer would be first. And then blah blah blah, yes, you should go.
Yeah, go and have your fanny touched by some metal.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
Good luck.
We enjoy it.
Yes, you do.
Got a problem.
I'm not a domestic goddess. Help. My boyfriend thinks I'm a flipping Nigella. Every time he comes over, I whip out some great dish from M&S and pretend I cooked it. I can't even boil an egg. Next week, we're moving in together, and he's going to expect delicious 4-course meals. I'm panicking.
It's like
a storyline from a fucking American soap, doesn't it?
Mm.
Like a American sitcom, doesn't it? It's like, oh no, you'll find out that I'm just hitting up this thing. It's real, it's a real life. If you're moving into it, just tell him. I'm sure he won't even care. If he's not someone
I'm sure he already knows.
If he's not someone that cooks himself anyway, and he always lets you cook for him, then he's not going to give a shit because he likes it anyway.
Yeah.
So, as long as you provide.
As long as you pay for it.
Yeah, God.
You give him a blowjob.
What?
Either way.
What, she can give him a blowjob because she's cooked him microwave meals?
Yeah, he won't care. See it?
I tell you what, Patricia, I was going to enforce us never seeing each other ever again, but since you've just given me a blowjob, you can make me microwave meals for the rest of my life. Samantha. Yeah, fine. All right, whatever. I just made up the name Patricia. I thought it sounded right. Sounds like the 50s. Best positions for lazy sex. Dear confident Tracy Sex Talk. What's a good position for when you're feeling lazy but in the mood for sex? We always end up doing it spoon style. What else can we try? Missionary, boring, easy. What? Like, why would you do anything else on that if you were being lazy? Or is that not lazy? Is that not lazy enough for the boy?
Is it? I don't know. Who's Should lazy? Is it just the girl's lazy?
Can I just tell you her response? Which doesn't seem... This is weird. Try scissoring. What? That doesn't sound very lazy. That sounds a bit energetic.
Yeah.
I don't really know how you... Well, both lie on the bed with heads facing in opposite directions, i.e. top to toe. Scissor your legs and slide together so your genitals are touching. Let him penetrate. Then grasp hands to provide leverage for thrusting. Oh.
Grasp hands?
Yeah.
That's not lazy.
No.
Oh, another great lazy position is the carnal cuddle. That sounds scary. He kneels with his legs tucked under him. You climb on his lap, keeping your feet flat on the floor. That doesn't sound lazy either. Hug closely for balance and to keep him penetrated.
That's rubbish advice.
It's really rubbish. It's two really hard, weird positions. Well, yeah. Obviously, I don't know very much about sex, so I wouldn't know.
He keeps pestering me. This guy at work has a long-term girlfriend. I've met her dozens of times. She's pretty and good fun. So why does he keep on texting me? I've tried to keep him at arm's length. He's always trying to arrange secret coffee meetings and telling me how much I mean to him. This is getting embarrassing. Don't tell me to keep out of his way because his desk is right next to mine.
Oh. Just keep out of his way.
Yeah.
Don't go for the coffee.
Yeah.
Ignore him.
Don't get dragged into that, love.
Can you stop texting me?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. It's done, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rubbish.
Alison.
This girl doesn't think that she's ugly, but her friends are absolutely gorgeous. Blokes lose interest in her the second they see her mates. Is there anything that she can do?
Be a slut.
Get new face.
Or get new mates, ugly ones.
Yeah, get ugly mates, it's the best one. I had a fat friend when I was at school. It's really good. Except
that's not the advice, though.
What's the advice?
The advice is, did you know that most people choose friends the way they look for a partner? What? The way they look for a partner.
People choose friends.
Oh, they pick people with the same level of attractiveness as themselves. So, this girl is just as good looking as a friend. Oh, that's nice advice, isn't it?
Clever bit of advice that is.
Nice advice for the ugly one.
Right. How do I cope with a drunk date, Tracy? I've been on a few internet dates recently, and on two occasions, the guy got really drunk. I didn't know how to handle it and ended up letting them come home with me before having to be quite nasty to get rid of them. How can I handle this in the future?
Just don't really go home with
get
you.
Get pissed as well. Get really pissed as well. It'll be fine. Then you have a weird fuck and then you can...
And then write it off.
The beauty of that is that you won't remember the weird fuck.
And you know, worst case scenario, you get a good story to tell your mates.
Yeah, exactly. Fine. Problem solved. Next, Griffin.
Like a virgin. I'm 34 and still a virgin.
Yikes.
I only believe in having
that's
sex.
That's not real, is it?
Are you a Mormon? What's a Mormon? Religious person.
Maybe she's the really ugly girl out of this one.
But it just time travelled.
Yeah.
I've lost my place now. I only believe in having sex with someone I really love, but I'm often lonely.
You don't even know what sex is, how can you know?
I've basically said enough wanks.
Too late.
I've been on an online dating site and a 23-year-old man said he wanted to meet me. I backed off. I'm scared of taking that next step. I don't even feel ready to talk to him on the phone.
Go on a date with someone.
Yeah. My family don't know I'm on the site. I don't know how to tell them.
Don't tell them.
Do you live with mother and father? Perhaps.
Do you have...
Even though you're 34?
I think they live with their mum and dad.
Oh.
It's a very weird religious family.
There's terrible things are happening there.
There's no...
She's got no hope.
In Swansea.
No hope for you.
Swansea, of course.
You're fucked.
Ali, do you have another one?
Yes. This one says that she's been with her boyfriend for 3 months, but he still hasn't introduced her to any of his friends.
Oh, yeah.
3 months.
Is he embarrassed? Yes, he is.
Maybe he doesn't have any friends.
What do you
But the advice is that he might worry you won't like his friends.
That's nice.
Bullshit, isn't
it?
Who writes this stuff?
Not
basically,
us.
Someone that's a complete
He's either not got any friends or he doesn't like you that much.
She says he might be a bit more laddish with his mates than he would be with you, and maybe he's really sensitive when he's with you, and he isn't sure how to bring the two together. Diplomatic.
Too much earwax.
Oh.
Hang on. Sound. Of freedom.
God. Amazing. I seem to have a lot of earwax at the moment. What's the best way to remove it? Karen, by email.
What's the answer?
Earwax is produced by your body to protect and clean the ears.
Blah, 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 blah.
Without it, the skin inside your ear can become dry, cracked and infected, or waterlogged and sore. The rate of production is usually fairly steady, but if you have lots of colds or allergies, then you may produce more. You can boring,
fucking
boring, boring.
Doctors, shut up, come on.
Oh my God, never use cotton buds to clean your ears, as they just push wax further in and impact it. Chewing gum can help.
Chewing gum?
Shift
what
it.
Fuck?
Chewing
is it
gum
chewing gum
it
can
by,
help?
By
as in chewing
it,
gum
not
noun,
sticking
or
it in your ear.
Chewing
oh yeah,
gum.
Olive oil will help dissolve it. Put a few drops in your ear, wait a few minutes and let the oil drip out onto a towel.
Oh, rank!
He has a bottle of olive oil in his room. And I was like, that's an impressive baby oil kind of situation we can get ourselves involved in.
Yeah.
With olive oil.
Well, he's quite culinary, like, isn't
olive
he?
Oil
yeah.
The olive oil's for my ears. Because he had an issue with a blocked ear at one point.
Yeah.
And then the olive oil had stayed in his room. Anyway, all your doctor can do is to rinse your ears clean if they are really blocked. Yeah.
Does he blow his nose on his socks?
No. I don't know, actually. He might do. I never really looked.
That's it when we were little and around Knuckles' house. And his mum said to his brother, Mark, I wish you'd stop blowing your nose on your socks.
When I was at university, there was a boy called John who was one of many Johns, so we called him Mexican John, and it was because he was a dirty man. I think that might be a bit racist.
Yeah, a little
anyway,
bit.
Anyway, so, no, that wasn't why. Everyone else just called him Mexican John. I think they had their reasons. The people that lived with him had their reasons. But anyway, he was called Mexican John.
So it was unrelated.
Mexican John was fucking terribly dirty, though. It was disgusting. He lived in his little room in the halls, and he did not want to ever do any cleaning. He just didn't have any concept of ever doing any cleaning or, like self-cleaning or looking after his own anything. So, like, he slept in his bed without changing the sheets for so long that it became foul to him. So he just, like, stripped the sheets down and threw them away and slept on the bare thing with a sleeping bag. So he didn't want to wash them. And then he wouldn't buy toilet paper ever, and there was no toilet paper, so he wiped his ass on a sock.
Oh,
I told everyone about it. It was really gross when he went for a shit.
Like the same one each time?
Well, yeah, probably. I don't know. He was pretty gross, though, in general, Mexican John. He's still around somewhere. He hasn't died yet.
Yeah, you licked your finger like a biddy to do that then.
I always sort of...
Next.
I don't have any more in here, I don't think.
Got no top tips because I brought last week's Love It.
Do you have the sex tip? I do believe. You've got the
position of the fortnight or whatever.
I do. Oh, yeah, position of the week. I've got it.
Position of the week.
I like it because it's done with Barbie dolls. They show it with Barbie dolls. Because they can't show it with real people, otherwise it would be porn.
Remember, it's better to try it at home than in a restaurant.
Is that the tagline?
Even though it's called table manners.
I did read the position of the week in depth. I read it all.
It says, what's in it for you? It's teasing, tantalising and seriously sexy. You're playing the part of the world's best girlfriend, food and foreplay is a winning combo.
That sounds like things that girls like, not what boys like. Doesn't it? Boys aren't into foreplay.
Or like food when you're having sex. What? But what's in it for him? A cheeky blowjob and he'll have some serious seduction. He'll never want to eat dinner on the sofa in front of the football again.
Because he is a stereotype.
Do I have to read out the three phases?
Yeah.
They're very long.
Are they?
You can summarise.
Okay. The first phase is set the scene by cooking a romantic dinner for your bloke. As you're sitting opposite, remember to play footsie and feed each other with your hands. Ugh, God.
Gross.
Phase two. Don't phase rush two.
Chew up your food and spit it into his
focus
mouth like
on his
bird.
Birth eyes. Use your tongue to lick upwards until you hit the base of his penis where you stop.
Where you stop?
Yeah.
That's it.
And remember to switch between kissing, licking and nibbling.
Nibbling? Sounds like Janet's rules.
And then the third phase is when he can't take any more, whip off your knickers and climb on top of him so you're straddling him on his chair. So really, it's nothing to do with the dinner, is it?
No, it's just a bit of, like, here's some food, actually, let's have a fuck.
Yeah, I don't think it's a very good...
It's not a position of the week, is it? It's just let's just shag right here, right now.
They're struggling, aren't they?
Yeah.
This is only our first week with their position of the week, and they're struggling already.
It does also say that you might want to make sure the oven's turned off before you start it. It's good advice.
Boom!
Fireworks! Right, have we got any... people on, we've got any sightings on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, we have actually. Yes, we do have. Not that
okay,
one.
Okay, not that
it's a different one.
This
it's that one.
Right, so.
Wait, should we start? Oh, look. Some top tips
from the Heroes of Switzerland.
Alright, I'll let that load and we'll read some out and then we'll go back to it.
Okay. Right.
Matthew George Duffy. I just saw Owen Wilson walking down Brick Lane.
No, you didn't. That's absolutely starstruck.
It might also be a lie.
He doesn't even know who Owen Wilson is, for fuck's sake. He doesn't know who his celebrities.
Oh, Ali's left.
She doesn't think she can cough on air. You're allowed to cough on air.
You're allowed.
I didn't want to cough into the mic.
I always do it. I go
and fart. Have some Mandela.
That's probably a lie, isn't it? It can't be real. Damien Hart, fuck, that totally trumps my Lady Sov in Big Red.
Lady Sov in Big Red, that's a good one.
I believe that. Emma Hammond, Owen Wilson is my boyfriend. Right, what's next?
Matt Ox.
I just saw Barack Obama, he was buying lentils. Fag.
Jesse.
I saw that funny lady from Bridget Jones who swears a lot this morning at Pret. Then last night I was at a party with Bianca Jagger, Meg Matthews, Dino Chapman, that man from Blur, and another from
Duran
Duran.
Which one from Blur?
Not the really famous ones though. Oh, also Colin Firth was in my office getting changed on Saturday. She's got such a famous person.
She works for the magazine, doesn't she?
Danny Saunders think Jessica wins this week. Yes. Danny Saunders hasn't even got him.
Matthew Duffy says, bitch.
Matthew Duffy makes them up anyway.
Yeah, I don't think
and he never listens. Anyway, so who would have you know? How would he even know? Well.
All right, let's have a look at these tips.
Top tips from Hero of Switzerland. We've got an actual website about top tips. Some cleaning cloths have really pretty patterns and they're so easy to cut, sew or glue. This makes them ideal for creating little clothes for cuddly toys. Yikes, that's a bit scary. Oh, we've had that one again. I got fed up of forever waiting for... Oh no, we've done that one as well. That's our top tips. What's this one? I use my hair straighteners to press between buttons and hard to reach places on my clothes where my normal iron won't fit.
As if Beverly Linfield,
who never has to go out of the house ever to do anything apart from maybe go and buy some milk.
Buy a smaller iron.
Oh my god.
So it does fit.
Just don't even care about it, doesn't
it? Yeah. Or, Janet, that's enough with the purring.
A mess-free way to prepare eggs for scrambling or omelettes is to break them into a jar, put the lid on and shake.
What?
Well, that's just the same as putting them in a thing and whisking them.
Yeah.
Moggy bag, oh no. My god. Feeding four cats each day meant my mum was buying a lot of cat food sachets. Because it was such a waste to throw them away, she decided to recycle them by sewing the cleaned empty packets together
to make
cat bags. They look wonderful and they're useful too. That's terrible.
Rank.
It's awful. Right, it would stink.
Stop with this.
They need science plan, don't they, Janet?
Stop with it.
We've had a lot of it, but we'll next time we'll do more because I like it.
Okay.
So we're going to play out to a nice thing, aren't we?
First of all, we have an appeal.
What's the appeal?
The appeal is Fuel Our Vanity appeal.
Okay.
And you have to vote for us on the award thing that I've forgotten the name of.
Oh. It's the...
It's not even... No, I closed the window. Oh.
Best blogs?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, I tell you, here's what will happen is, if you were to go to our website at celebritygossippodcast.com later on, I'll put the link on there. Or if you were to go to our fucking Facebook thing at facebook.com/celebritygossippodcast, you could vote for us there and fuel our vanity. I'm afraid that's the best that I can do.
Let's talk about this week's band.
Don't pretend you're not interested in...
I am interested, but you don't even know what the name of it's called.
Oh.
We can do it another way. People even don't listen anyway. No one listens to this bit.
They just skip.
Apart from Bernard.
Bernard's listening.
And Jamie. Jamie listens.
Yeah.
Jamie listens and sends me G-chat commentary of what bit he's listening to. Oh yeah, this bit, darling, well funny. I'm like, what bit? I don't know, I was drunk. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Okay, right, so our band this week, the band this week.
This is our exclusive.
Exclusive, which means these ends.
This is the sign for exclusive.
What is the band called?
The band is called Chapter 24.
I really like them. That one's on
there.
They are a really cool band. They're playing at the Amersham Arms, the 388 New Cross Road in London, United Kingdom, on the 25th of November at 8 o'clock. And they are playing...
What date is that?
The 25th of November, like I previously said.
And just to be clear, Wicket. What date is that?
I'm not sure. Anyway, so they're good and they're playing that gig. Were you supposed to say something else about that gig? I'm a bit pissed now, so I can't really get it.
No, but Bitches, who they're playing with, I was going to chat to them up and see if they wanted to be on the podcast as well.
And Please as well. That's all I've got to say about that. Bitches and Please.
I don't know about Please. Maybe I'll look them up as well.
They're playing there. There's those other bands playing too. It looks like a pretty cool night, man. Did I sound like one of the dudes out of like the Concord then? I think I felt
like... Yeah, you did.
You sounded more like the Murray. Guy who does the radio show in Wayne's World.
Anyway, I said I'm stupid. That's the end of it. Anyway, the band that we're playing out to is called Chapter 24, and they are playing this song to us tonight, and it is called...
It's called Hepcats.
Hepcats, and it's really good.
Yeah,
really,
and
like
this
it.
Is their new recording of it, what they recorded in their fucking bedroom,
yeah.
And it is exclusive.
It's a web exclusive, world exclusive. It's
a world exclusive. They've heard it, no one else has heard it.
So let's hear it.
Oh, and you can get it, look, hold on, this bit, look. It's
They're putting up.
You read it then.
They're putting up. They're putting the song up for download on their SoundCloud after the podcast goes out, which is www.soundcloud.com/chapter24band.
So you did it nicely in the end.
I know. Anyway, I'm looking forward to hearing the song. Let's hear it. Let's say goodnight. Goodnight. Put the thing back on so we can say
I'm trying to do it. You're confusing me.
Goodnight, Kristen.
Oh, look at that. It's ages later.
Goodnight, Kristen.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, Ali.
Goodnight, Wicker.
Goodnight, Wicker.
What?